Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I hope everybody is safe and ready to think about how you can power up your profits. Many of us have businesses, large and small, and oftentimes there are people who are just starting out in business wondering, what do I need to do? How can I move forward? What's some of the things that are blocking me from profiting and from making a business really grow the way it needs to and the way that I desire? Well, we have great news today because I have a very special guest who is somebody that really shares how to power up your profits. And I'm talking about Susie Carter, who's a globally recognized profitability coach as well as an inventor of the Predictable Success Method. Her radical business strategies have helped thousands of entrepreneurs and small business owners achieve exponential growth as well as triple their profits. Wow, Susie. Susie's core genius is the ability to simplify complicated issues by creating simple proven systems that are guaranteed to create dramatic growth for any company. She's helped 100,000-plus entrepreneurs increase their revenue over 300,000%, rather 3,000%, sorry, and worked with top business moguls such as John Assaroff, Lisa Nichols, Steve Harvey, Doug Carter, Paul Mitchell, and more. Susie and her business have been featured in the New York Times, the Associated Press, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, NBC News, just to name a few. As a private consultant, Susie coaches small business owners, managers, as well as entrepreneurs in professional management and efficiency to streamline channels of profit for their companies. Wow. Susie, you are amazing. Welcome, Susie Carter. How are you? Hello, are you there? And we're having some technical difficulties here. Susie, can you hear me?
I can.
How are you?
Oh.
How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, wonderful. So you have this incredible business, not only for you, but you've really helped so many business owners, entrepreneurs, really be able to scale up their profits. And you didn't start out that way. So share a little bit with our listeners your story.
Awesome. Well, I started out, my vocation was I was a hairdresser, and I found myself divorced with two little girls, and had my picker was off girl, so I had to figure out how to provide for my children. I had no alimony, no child support, so as a single mom, my children were 18 months and 6 months when that relationship completed, and so I had to figure it out. And so at night times I'd go to bookstores and I'd figure out, how do I do a marketing plan, how do I do a financial plan, and how do I do a referral program? And so in about a span of 2 years, I built my business to about $250,000. And to give you a context, at that time, the average hairdresser was doing about $30,000. And so I had to figure this, you know, system and strategy out. Paul Mitchell found me and said, how are you making so much money? I said, well, let me share. Let me show you how. Let me show you what I do. And they said, well, you teach our salons and spas. And I'm like, sure. So I didn't start out being a consultant. I just started out wanting to contribute to my community and my tribe. And quickly people said, oh, my gosh, I love what you do. Do you have a book? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, my God, do you have audio? No. So I quickly had to create this other business that became just a blessing and learned that that was very fulfilling and rewarding, and started working with salons and spas all over the world and helping them build their profitability and their productivity. And so built the largest training and development company in the beauty industry, and then in 2006 sold that to Rutgers Publishing. And in 2006 went into the entrepreneur space of helping entrepreneurs build their dreams and build their businesses.
You know, it's so amazing. And right now the businesses that you help are so varied and multifaceted. So can you share a secret with our listeners? What's your secret to building this multi-million dollar business as well as helping other companies really grow their profits?
10 multi-million dollar businesses and 2 $10 million companies. And the only way that I am able to do that is the systems I put in place. So I really take my systems and help entrepreneurs and go, don't do that, do this. Don't do that, do this. From your sales, your marketing, your operations, and your finance. Only 15% of our financial success is based on our technical ability. So that's our vocation. And most entrepreneurs focus on their vocation. But if that's only 15% of my income, now I have to be good at my 15%. Let me help you do the other 85%, which is the infrastructure of your business. So in my book, Power Your Profits, I map out here's step one, here's step two, here's step three, here's step four. Now that's great if you're just starting a business. But if you already have an existing business and it's kind of ignorance on fire, we just make it happen, then we want to go, okay, if you suck at math and you suck at your business finances, go to chapter 8, which is Math is Money, Money is Fun, because that's going to help you immediately figure out your pricing, immediately figuring out your financial projections. So it's looking at what does my business need right now, and I like to assess here's everything you have to have in your business, and then here's what's missing. So we're focusing on what's missing, not what's wrong. I think a lot of time as entrepreneurs, and I did it as well, beat myself up because I didn't have all the answers. What I love about our community and our environment now is the answers everywhere. Right back in the day, when I'm a little seasoned girl, so I'm a little bit, it's not my first rodeo. We didn't have,
I'm with you.
Right. Dr. Joy, we didn't have Blog Talk Radio. We didn't have YouTube. So we didn't have that. But now there's so much information available, and you get to meet the coaches before you hire a coach or hire a business strategist, right? Because you're watching their videos, you're seeing, you're going to trainings, you're trying before you're buying, if you will. So inside of building a business, you've got to start with the end in mind. What's the end that I want for this business? Is it a lifestyle business? And a lifestyle business is meaning I make a great paycheck. And that's okay, too. Do I want to build a brand and create my generational wealth? Because a business, my business, has created that for myself, right? It's allowed me to invest in other businesses. It's allowed me to invest in real estate. It's allowed me to save money because it's bigger than just a J-O-B. So we have to start with the end in mind. What do you want for your life? Not my goal, your goal. Because you can say, let's build a seven-figure business, but if that's not your goal, it's not going to be fun for you. And I believe business should be fun. We're doing this 95% of the time, so it should be fun. It should be rewarding. It should be exciting. It shouldn't be like a job, which can be a jail sentence for most people.
You know, I'm totally in agreement with you. I think it's so important to really be passionate about what you're doing. And that, I believe, that helps us move further with it and really be committed to it in a beautiful way. So what would you tell new business owners or people who really want to start a business, Susie, but they're hesitant? Maybe they're hesitant because of what's going on today, or maybe they're just hesitant because they don't have the confidence or feel that they don't have the skills necessary to move forward and profit.
Well, one, you have to decide what's the need in the marketplace that I can fulfill. So if I look at my businesses, I really looked at the need that I could fulfill. Right now, my first vocation and my first business was I was a hairdresser. So that was a job until I made it a business. And the need that I could fulfill was my goal, Dr. Joanne, was that every woman was chemically dependent on me. So making them beautiful, making them feel good, right? I was a color expert. So that was the need I was fulfilling. And
right.
My marketing around that need. In the training and development, the need I fulfilled was how do I help people set up a business so that it is profitable? What's the sales, the marketing and operation that they don't even know that they need to know? That's just natural for me now. Wasn't in the beginning. In the beginning, I had to. I was the person you were talking about, wanting to start a business, not knowing how to start a business, not knowing how to set it up. I was the person you're talking about. And so you want to find someone that's 10 steps ahead of you. You're going to spend the money either out of your pocket not knowing, or you're going to spend the money hiring an expert. I'm a little tough nut, right? I'm the advocate of let me find someone that has already been there, already made those mistakes, and get the coaching from them. I'm an implementer. I'm going to take the coaching, right? I'm going to look at have they produced the result? Have they done it? Because the industry, and in every industry, right, not just this industry, but there's a lot of people that say they know how to do it, and I've spent a lot of money wrong, Dr. Joanne. Woo! People saying they know how to do it and not knowing how to do it, and then you're just left with a bag of rocks, right? So due diligence is important. That's why it's so important to research them on YouTube, research them on social media to see are they really walking their talk or are they selling hot air? And it's easy to tell they're selling hot air because look at their students' results, look at their results, ask questions about what they produce, how do they help students do that, right? Whether you're talking to a PR coach, whether you're talking to a business strategist, a marketing person, you know, it can be scary as an entrepreneur. We've got limited money, right, limited resources, and you want to make sure that that dollar can go, or the euro, wherever we are in the world, the peso, wherever we are in the world, goes a long way. And so it's, you know, if you look at the book, that's the roadmap, right? Find roadmaps to help you do this. Find that thing you're exceptionally amazing at and you would do for free, because we do in the beginning, we do a lot for free. Like if you think, Dr. John, you're first, you know, learning how to interview people, learning how to be the master interviewer you are, that took a lot of work and knowledge. You know, you were gifted at it and then you had the skill set that you were building.
Yes, that's true. But you do have to learn, and you do have to start somewhere, right? And that's important. So when you right, when you started, you have a different challenge then than you do today, if there is a challenge that you have today. So what's the difference, and what was the challenge from previously?
Well, here's I always like to tell my students this: the difference between a startup business or a business that's doing $250,000. And a business that's doing $2.5 million is some zeros. We're still having the same challenges. I'm still having the same challenges. I know how to correct them quicker, faster, right? It's marketing. It's getting qualified clients in. It's working on conversion. It's, you know, is the client fulfillment the way that we want the client fulfillment being handled? So when I look at the marketplace, right now I think people are COVID fatigued, Zoom fatigued, financially fatigued, nervous about the economy. But if I look at business, I've been here before, right? In 2007 with the recession and with the market crash, same concerns, right? Uh-oh, now people are hanging on to their money. Now people have lost their money. Now people are scared. So how do we support that consumer to feel safe, to feel trusted, to make that investment in your product or service? Because at the end
you know,
of the day,
that's- And that trust is really important.
Incredibly important, right? And as a consumer, we want solutions and we want to feel good. So how does your product solve something and how does it help them feel good?
Really important. So what would you tell business owners who maybe they're not just startups, but again, like you said, Susie, they're nervous about what's going on with the economy. They're nervous about a lot of different stuff. They're fatigued from everything that they had to deal with. What are some clues or tips that you could give them to help them have the confidence to move forward?
So when I work with clients, Dr. Joanne, I always start with the financial roadmap. The financial roadmap says, here's how many leads I need to get into my business, here's how many sales I need to do for each product line, and then this is the dollar result. So when I look at even myself, when I get nervous, right? It's like, oh, my gosh, we're still in this place. There's still so much uncertainty. What's my plan? And when I go back to my plan, I can look at, have I done the actions, every action that needs to occur to get the qualified leads in my business? And when I talk about the difference between qualified leads and fans are people who are on your Facebook. They might join your mailing list. They're not interested. That's a fan. A qualified lead raises their hand and says, I want to, they're consuming all your content, they buy a program, they actually do the program. That's a qualified lead, right? And the program doesn't have to be paid for, it can be free, but they're consuming that content. And so the mistake I see most entrepreneurs make, they're just getting fans, right? So like if you look at your radio show, we have a ton of fans on the radio show. That doesn't necessarily mean they're ready to purchase from you. So all those customers, if everybody would just buy one thing from you, wow, that would be the game changer. But that's not going to happen, right? If I look at how sales work, if I look at how businesses work, on average, 1 in 10 customer that comes in is a qualified lead. Now, that just makes them qualified. It doesn't mean they'll purchase, right? This was like when I really realized how deep you need to go. So if I've got 10 people coming in, one is qualified, meaning they have the money. They're ready to have a conversation. Are they ready to jump in for what you have to do or not? So, again, you have to go, well, how many of those conversations do I need to have? From those conversations, the average salesperson closes 50%. So if I'm like, okay, so then I have to look at how many, if I have to close 2 clients a week, then I need 20 qualified people to close 2 people, right, just to have those conversations, or to close 1 person, I'm sorry, for closing at 50%. Right, to go, oh, then I need 40 people to come in and then have 4 people that are ready to take action. So 4 people have 4 conversations, 2 people say yes. So it all works down to a mathematical formula, and this was not my jam. This is not my secret sauce. This was not when I started out. I did not like math. And realize that if you don't look at the analytics of your business, you're flying blind. So the analytics are just the roadmap to look at. I think as entrepreneurs, we beat ourselves up so much. It's I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm not doing it, I suck, whatever the commentary is, when it could just be a qualified lead issue. It could just be your marketing sucks. It could just mean you're not getting enough appointments on your books to have conversations, right? Or your email campaigns aren't enrolling enough for people to take action. Right. Email, that's a whole nother beast, right? About 1% will take some kind of action. So that just multiplies those numbers. So you're not failing. You just don't know what key performance indicators to look at. What metrics do I look at to get the result that I need? Now, all this sounds daunting and all overwhelming, but it can be fun.
I was just going to say, it sounds so overwhelming, and yet you know, what you do and what you've done is amazing. So what if somebody comes to you, like, they are feeling overwhelmed, especially what you've just espoused? I mean, hello, how do we know all that? And how do you know all that? I mean, obviously you've learned that and are skilled enough to teach it, but how do we as entrepreneurs and business owners get that skill set?
Well, part of it, what I love that I do, which is different because I'm not a CPA, I'm not an accountant. I love this conversation. I have a bookkeeper. I have a CPA. I have 3 financial coaches helping me in my business, right, looking at the metrics. And I've created spreadsheets. I originally created them for myself, Dr. Joanne, because it was so daunting talking to a CPA. And I'm like, I don't understand. What do I need to know that for? I'm an entrepreneur. What do I need to know to get the result I have to have? I find people can manage units or they can manage dollars. Most entrepreneurs are more comfortable with units. I could say to you, Dr. Joanne, we need to sell 100 grand a month, and you'd look at me cross-eyed. But if I said we need 5 sponsors, we need 4 advertisers a month, and that's what we need to hit that number, it's like, oh, well, I can do that. Right? That seems so much easier and so much more doable versus I have to do 100 grand this month. And so when we break it down to a formula, Then I'm managing the formula. I'm not managing, oh, my gosh, my feelings around 100 grand or my feelings around, you know, hitting this number in about December. Because the trail is, if we don't have these conversations, we're not going to close those people. It's like, oh, I need to have more conversations. I need more qualified people into my lead magnet, into my business bucket, right, to go. The solution can be simple. I think sometimes we overcomplicate it because we get scared with math, right? I mean, think about not everybody, but when I'm 90% of the entrepreneurs I work with, they don't want to talk about the subject. They're like, no, Susie, I don't like it. It gives me a headache. Okay, and math is money, and money is fun. And so I drilled that in their head. Math is money. Money is fun. So let's focus on this so it can be rewarding to you and fun for you.
You know, I need that mantra. Math is, because math has not been fun for me.
No, so and for most people, and for me, right? It wasn't for me either. And I think that's why I love teaching. I'm like, no. Once you understand the roadmap, it can be fun. Accumulation becomes funner than spending. I never thought I would say that out loud, right?
Like that.
So much fun.
So did you create this incredible formula, Susie?
Well, I worked with my accountant and my bookkeeper. I said, this is what I need. I need to figure out what is the average ticket every customer is spending. How can I create it in a formula so I can teach my staff? And then they can be okay. Right. So we work together to figure out these metrics that I could coach my team. Right. So when I look at the cash calculator, when I'm talking about qualified leads, I'm talking about how many sales we need to do. Well, that can be daunting. So again, I'm like, how can I create a spreadsheet that if I put two numbers in, it'll give me that information. So for every revenue line, I put two numbers in. It tells me exactly what I need to do every day, every week, every month, every year to hit my revenue goal. And so it's not like this big formaic. It's two numbers. Like, we can do two numbers. And then for my financial.
That sounds so much easier because my brain was going.
So much easier. And then it automatically does it for you. And so all of a sudden you're at $1 million, right? Or $500,000, whatever the number is. That's just what I'm looking at, you know.
Right.
So looking at that to go, oh, this, it can be so much easier. It doesn't have to be this complicated. Now, I have my tax strategy and my CPA and my bookkeeper, and they give me fancy reports. But as an entrepreneur, I need the one that's going to help me and my sales team hit our revenue goals, right? Now, there's the fulfillment side. Again, that's that 15%. We have to be amazing, right? You have to be amazing at your 15%, and then let's focus on the other things to have you deliver that result.
I love it. That's great. So you have this program. I want you to talk about your program, Power Your Profit, and then I want to get to your incredible book because I have it. So tell our listeners about the program, and is that something that's open to everyone, and what's it about?
Yeah, so when you come to, the best way to really see if I'm the right person to help you, right, is to go to our website, which is my name, Susie Carter, C-A-R-D as in dollar and dinero, E-R.com. And then I have a bunch of free stuff. The first thing you want to look at is I have a business assessment. So you can see where are the holes in my bucket, right? You're taking the assessment. I walk you through the assessment. You're going to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 to decide these are the areas I need to work on my business. So no more flying blind. We have to be responsible as entrepreneurs. I think a lot of times we have this magical thinking that's going to happen, and magical thinking isn't real, right? That's why they call it magical thinking. So I want to blend that with what action do you need to take. So we have YouTube videos, our Power Your Profit podcast, right? It's all in line with Power Your Profit, which is the book. And so, yes, we've got live events. We have virtual events that you can come to, some for free, some for an investment, to look at what's that area that I need in my business now. How can I get the help that I need to hit my revenue goals this week, this month, not a year from now, right? As entrepreneurs, we have to get in there, roll up our sleeves, and make something happen like I did as a young businesswoman. I had two kids to feed. I didn't have an option of going, well, let's see what next month works out. No, if I didn't make money this month, my bills weren't being paid. And that's most entrepreneurs. 80% of entrepreneurs are making less than 100 grand a year. 2.5% are hitting the $500,000 mark, and only 1.7% hit the $1 million mark. We're making it too hard. Join the 1% club. It's much funner here. There's more cash flow. There's more freedom, right? There's more possibility. So I want
and
to
more fun.
And fun, exactly.
I love it. So tell us, tell our listeners about your incredible book.
Oh, so this published in the midst of the pandemic with Simon & Schuster is my publisher. And it's all about my journey of building 10 multimillion dollar businesses and two $10 million businesses. And I don't have a business degree. My business degree is owning businesses and selling businesses. I'm a rogue entrepreneur looking at how do you build a business to sell it. That's the goal. So the book is your roadmap of building your financial wealth through business, because business is a wealth strategy. Let me say that again. Business is a wealth strategy. The idea of owning a business is supposed to give us a lifestyle and freedom that a job doesn't. And so the book is very methodical in putting a roadmap together. But listen, if you suck at math, go to chapter 8, Math is Money, Money is Fun. That's going to help you with the average ticket. It's going to give you a pricing formula. It's going to show you how you put your annual projections together in the way that I just described. If you are not good at closing people and you suck at sales, go right to chapter 6. Chapter 6 is all about selling your product and services, and I give you my $100,000 script, the script I use to close $100,000 clients. It works on $900 products. It works on $100,000 products. It works on thousands of dollars of finances. So it's not a quick fix. This is something I've been using for 30 years in my business of how do I get a client from confusion to a yes or to a powerful no. Because a powerful no is just as important as a powerful yes. And the reason I say that is I would much rather someone tell me no, not right now, and I can put them in my follow-up sequence versus trying to chase someone that has no interest in what I have. And the stair-step questions, my sales script gets you to the heart of the matter quicker, faster. And so I look at the book. It's in a linear order because I have a great editor, but I'm an entrepreneur. So I go 1, 2, 3, 5, elephant, zebra, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So for somebody that's just starting out, what do you think there's their biggest challenge to overcome, and how would you help them with that?
So the biggest challenge that I see is we're lazy and we don't put the plan in place. We have the plan in our head, but we won't put it on paper because we're scared. And I used to think they were scared of doing it because they got overwhelmed, but I think we're scared of our greatness. That if I actually put this down on paper, then I have to be accountable to what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, what I want. So I want people to look at, you've got to put that business plan together. I got to get it out of your head. So then I can look at it and go, oh, here's the missing link. If you take the time to do that, it can completely change the trajectory of your business. Now, people will go, I have a plan. It's in my computer. When was the last time you looked at that plan? I have a plan. It's in my head. Well, can you articulate that plan to myself, to a marketing team, to a consumer, to a possible investor? Right? Investors just show up. And if you don't have a plan in place, you've got to be ready. And to me, that's just that laziness or that magical thinking of it's going to all work out. No, it's not going to work out. One of my first businesses was owning the salon and spa. We did $1 million in that industry. We were an award-winning salon, acknowledged for the productivity, acknowledged for our average retail ticket, acknowledged for our average retail sales, acknowledged for our leadership. And do you know, Dr. Joanne, I lost $70,000 that year because I didn't have the formulas. I didn't know, right? And it's only until you hit that failure that you're like, what is happening? I have to do something different. It doesn't make sense that I work this hard and lose $70,000. That was my paycheck, right? When you look at abundance and you look at what's possible. So a lot of what's in the book is my failures, right? What I've learned the hard way. What I learned from being inside a business, just not knowing. I didn't even know that I didn't even know that I didn't know. until it mollywops you in the head, and you're like, I should know this. I should figure this out. Luckily, my eternal path is curiosity, so I'm always asking the question, like why, what, how. And so my goal, Dr. Joanne, is to just share, these are the things I wish I would have known then. Kind of like what our moms used to say, right? If I knew then what I knew now, like, could you tell me what
you know,
that
I love that your book does describe what you went through and some of your personal experiences, because people can really identify with that and say, wow, you know, she didn't just come up with this. She lived it. She went through all this and she found answers because she needed to. And so it's so genuine as you are. So it's really important. Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of your book, find out more about you, sign up immediately, because that's what they need to
do. Yeah. Awesome. So here's what I have. I come bearing gifts. So if you to poweryourprofitbook.com and you purchase the book from our website, I'm going to give you those spreadsheets that I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a fast cash training. I'm going to give you some foundational stuff. It's about $6,800 worth of free stuff. People go, Susie, I'm spending $25 on a book. Why would you do that? Because I know you need it. And it'll allow you to start doing the due diligence and see the result and go, oh, my gosh, I need more. And so I know for me, my eternal path is curiosity. I want to learn. I want to digest. I want to grow. And then go, oh, I found my community. Right? Dr. Joanne, what I love is people come for the education and they stay for the tribe because the tribe is amazing. My community is amazing. Generous entrepreneurs, loving entrepreneurs, ride or die, people that got your back, people that understand what it is to be an entrepreneur and go, oh, you're not alone. We got you. Right? Because as an entrepreneur, that's what I need. I need a community that believes in me when I forget who I am. I need a community that doesn't turn their back when it gets hard. I need a community that says, you have this, you got this, right? So I want to just share, come check us out. Go to our website, Susie, S-U-S-I-E, Carter, C-A-R-D, as in dinero and dollar, E-R, .com, and purchase the book there so that you can get all those bonuses that I'm talking about. You
Beautiful.
Don't have to struggle. You don't have to suffer. Suffering is optional.
I love that. Suffering is optional. And it's a choice that we make oftentimes. So that's important.
Exactly.
How do people become a part of that tribe that you're describing so beautifully?
Go to, so you can find me on Instagram, Facebook. We have a private Facebook group, which is called Power Your Profits. Right, so you can search my name. You'll find the group. Come. We have live events. So the first thing to do is get the book, join our community, and we'll start inviting you to all kinds of fun things. We have amazing networking, free networking groups, trainings that we do every other month so that you can start finding your community, building your community, building those relationships. Because it's all about, and we know this, I'm seasoned, Dr. Joanne. It's what you know and who you know. You got to have those ride-or-die people that, you know, your next partner can be there. So come, check us out. I'd love to support you in building your legacy business, right? Because wealth is our birthright. It's not for some of us. It's for all of us.
And I believe that, too. You know, I love your passion, your enthusiasm, and how genuine you are. So thank you. You're a beautiful soul. And you help us make money. Yes.
That's right. I don't want to be the only one.
So what's something that you would like to leave our listeners with, Susie, before we close?
We know that most people don't do what they want to do because they're afraid. And I want to say that fear leads you to believe that where you are right now is a safe place and going forward is a risk. But the truth is, you're always at risk when you're standing still. Risk of stagnating, but more importantly, risk of missing out on your own destiny. So I invite you to jump. Hold fear in one hand, courage in the other, and jump. Jump to your future. Jump to your possibility. Jump to your financial wealth. Jump to your legacy, but jump.
I love it. And I'm jumping. Thank you so much for all that you do, for what you do, helping so many business owners and entrepreneurs, and you are a gem. So thanks again, Susie Carter.
Thank you, Dr. Joanne. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the difference that you're making in the world as well.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.
So listen to what Susie Carter said, because it is about jumping, and it is about moving forward. And sometimes it's about taking a look at whatever fear you have and facing it and saying, okay, well, I need to move past that because I don't need to stagnate. And you don't, and you can, and you will if you choose to. And it really is a choice that you need to make to move forward. And one of the reasons that I call this show Power Your Life is because you do, as Susie mentioned, you do have the ability and the wherewithal to move forward, to take those steps, even if they're little steps at first, to be able to power your life, move forward, power your dreams and desires. And you know what? It's time. It's time to do that now. So take those steps. Move forward. Contact Susie Carter. If you want to get a hold of me, I'll give you the short version. Go to docdochwhite.org. And remember, it all starts with you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.